Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Disconnected Kids by Dr. S. Robert Melillo is a non-fiction health and parenting book focused on childhood neurodevelopmental disorders, especially autism, ADHD, dyslexia, Tourette syndrome, and related learning and behavioral difficulties. Built around Melillo's Brain Balance Program, the book argues that many of these conditions are better understood as functional brain disconnections, rather than fixed defects or isolated symptoms. Its purpose is to explain how uneven development across brain networks can affect attention, movement, sensory processing, language, and emotional regulation, and then to outline practical steps families can take. The book combines functional neurology, developmental observations, exercise-based intervention, nutrition guidance, and the idea of neuroplasticity to support improvement. It is written for parents, caregivers, educators, and practitioners who want a structured, drug-free framework for understanding children who struggle in school and daily life. The emphasis is not on diagnosis alone, but on how brain organization may influence a child's capacity to learn, behave, and adapt. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, functional disconnection as the book's central explanation for childhood disorders. The core idea in Disconnected Kids is that many common childhood diagnoses do not reflect a broken brain in the usual sense, but a mismatch in how different brain regions and systems are developing together. Melillo presents autism, ADHD, dyslexia, and related conditions as expressions of functional disconnection, meaning one side or network of the brain may mature differently from another. This framework shifts attention away from symptom lists and toward brain organization. It helps explain why a child can be highly capable in some areas while struggling intensely in others. The appeal of this model is that it offers a unifying explanation across several diagnoses that are usually treated separately. Instead of assuming each label has a totally different cause, the book argues that shared developmental imbalances may produce overlapping problems in attention, coordination, learning, and behavior. Whether readers fully accept the model or not, it is the organizing principle that shapes every practical recommendation in the book. Secondly, brain balance as a multi-part intervention rather than a single treatment. The book does not present one isolated exercise or therapy as a cure. Instead, it outlines the Brain Balance Program as a layered approach that combines physical activity, sensory work, cognitive training, and nutrition. This matters because the book treats neurological development as interconnected movement can affect coordination and attention. Sensory input can shape regulation, and diet may influence a child's readiness to learn and function. The program is designed to be implemented consistently over time, with the expectation that repeated targeted input can support better integration across brain systems. That practical structure is one reason the book has been appealing to parents. It offers a concrete routine rather than an abstract theory. At the same time, the book makes clear that the approach requires active participation and discipline. It is framed as a home-friendly, drug-free intervention, but not a passive one. The method is significant because it turns a broad theory about brain imbalance into a daily program families can actually use. Thirdly, neuroplasticity is the book's main argument for change at any age. A major claim in Disconnected Kids is that the brain can change through directed repetition, which is the practical meaning of neuroplasticity in the book. Melillo uses this idea to argue that children are not permanently limited by early developmental difficulties. If neurological systems are underconnected or inefficient, the right kinds of repeated activity may help strengthen them over time. This is one of the book's most hopeful features, because it resists the assumption that a diagnosis automatically defines lifelong limits. The book extends that message beyond childhood as well, suggesting that adults can also benefit from functional improvement if underlying patterns are addressed. In analytical terms, neuroplasticity provides the mechanism that makes the rest of the program plausible. Exercises and routines only matter if the nervous system can reorganize in response to them. The book's emphasis on repetition, consistency, and gradual improvement reflects this principle. It is not presented as quick recovery, but as a structured way to encourage developmental change through experience. Fourthly, primitive reflexes, motor development, and the link between movement and behavior. The focus on movement also broadens the discussion of neurological disorders beyond classroom performance. It suggests that a child who appears inattentive or oppositional may first need better neurological integration through motor work. This is one of the book's most concrete contributions because it gives parents and educators a way to observe developmental patterns instead of relying only on behavioral labels. Lastly, a parent-facing guide that translates functional neurology into daily action. Disconnected Kids is written as a practical guide, not a technical neurology textbook. One of its strengths is the way it translates a complex theory of brain development into steps families can understand and attempt at home. The book discusses how parents can support progress through routines, environmental changes, and coordination with schools and professionals. It also pays attention to diet and nutrition, reflecting the author's broader view that brain health is shaped by multiple lifestyle factors. This makes the book especially relevant for families who are dissatisfied with symptom-only approaches and want something more active and integrative. At the same time, the book is appealing to professionals because it presents a framework that connects clinical observation with everyday functioning. Its practical value lies in making neurological development visible in daily life, how a child moves, learns, eats, and responds to stimulation. Even readers who approach the book cautiously can still gain a structured way to think about the relationship between behavior and brain maturation. In conclusion, Disconnected Kids is best suited for parents, caregivers, educators, and clinicians who want to understand childhood behavioral and learning difficulties through a developmental and functional lens. It will be especially useful for readers dealing with autism, ADHD, dyslexia, sensory issues, or coordination problems who are looking for a structured, non-pharmaceutical framework to explore alongside conventional care. The main intellectual benefit of the book is that it offers a coherent model that connects movement, sensory processing, nutrition, and brain development instead of treating those areas as separate concerns. Its practical benefit is that it provides an actionable program rather than only an explanation. Compared with many books in the same category, it stands out because it tries to move from theory to daily intervention through the brain balance approach. Readers should approach it as a specialized perspective on functional neurology and child development, not as a universal solution. Even so, it remains distinctive for the way it reframes diagnosis around potential for improvement, making it a notable choice for families and professionals seeking a more integrated understanding of neurodevelopmental challenges. If you would like to support Dr. Robert Melillo, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. And after reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.